And if any relatives of the woman die, she had a part in the inheritance. Just because the economic rights of a woman in Islam are equal to that of a man, what would you say? The woman's rights in Islam, they are modernizing or they are outdated? Let's discuss the social rights of women in Islam. I have divided social rights into four subheadings: the social rights of the daughter, of the wife, of the mother, and of the sister. Let's discuss the social rights of a daughter in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Taqweer, chapter number 81, verse number 8 and 9, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the female infant child who's buried alive is questioned, for what crime was she killed? Killing female infant children is prohibited in Islam. Not only killing female infant children, killing any infant child, whether it be a male or a female, is completely prohibited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah An'am, chapter number 6, verse number 151, and in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 31, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Kill not your children for fear of want of sustenance. We shall give sustenance to them as well as to you. And previously, before the glorious Quran was revealed, it was a practice in the Arab land that when a female child was born, they used to bury her alive. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, after the revelation of the glorious Quran, this practice had been stopped in the Arab lands. But yet, it persists in many countries of the world, including our country, India. And there was a BBC report on the program assignment. The topic was, Let Her Die. A British reporter by the name of Emily Beckenham states that every day in India, more than 3,000 fetuses have been aborted after they identify that they're females. And if you multiply this by 365, the number of days, you will get more than a million fetuses have been aborted in India after they identify that they're females. And according to the Tamil Nadu government hospital, out of 10 females born alive, 4 are put to death. There are big billboards, big hoardings in states like Tamil Nadu and Rajasthan stating, spend 500 rupees and save 5 lakh rupees. Spend 500 rupees on doing a test as ultrasonography. Identify the child you're carrying is a female. Abort her. Save a couple of lakh rupees in unbreaking her and a few lakh rupees in dowry. Save 5 lakh rupees. The Quran not only prohibits the killing of female infant children, it even rebukes the thought of a person becoming sad on the news of a female child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah An-Nahl, chapter number 16, verse number 58 and 59. وَإِذَا بُشِرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْسَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءٍ مَا بُشِرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. And when the news is bought of a female infant child, his face turns darkened and he's filled with inner grief. With shame does he hide himself from the people with the bad news. Should he retain it or should he bury it into the dust? Ah, what an evil they decide upon. The Quran rebukes the thought of a person becoming sad on the news of a female infant child. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 4, Book of Bir, Hadith number 6364. Anyone who brings up two daughters correctly till they are matured, they will be as close to me as these two fingers of mine on the day of judgment.